Welcome to the Member Engagement Show, the podcast for association professionals, brought to you by Higher Logic. I'm your host, Kelly Whalen, and in each episode, we'll talk to guests whose expertise will help you gain new members, boost retention, and deepen member involvement, all goals that can transform your organization. I invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode, and visit us at higherlogic.com/podcasts to catch the best of past episodes. Now, let's start the show. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Member Engagement Show. Today, I'm joined by my colleague, Sarah Spinoza, who's the Senior Product Marketing Manager at Higher Logic. Welcome, Sarah.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
So before working at Higher Logic, if you've heard Sarah on the show before, you know that Sarah and I both have a background working for associations. So I love having her on the show periodically to kind of talk shop about trends we're seeing or topics that are catching our attention. And today, that's association job boards. So Sarah, I know you and I have talked about how there are so many positive impacts of a job board for associations. So I wonder, what would you say comes to mind first for you?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really just kind of like a natural fit for associations. I mean, many members go to join an association for professional resources to enrich their professional knowledge, to kind of build that professional home base. And so it's kind of a natural fit for an association to then offer their members a job board where they can kind of keep moving up the ladder, if you will. I think also part of it is that it really enhances the overall member experience and can kind of like double down on that member value that the member is feeling, regardless of if the job board is available to external non-members or only available to members. I think it just deepens that member value and just kind of reinstates that value that membership provides.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense because, I mean, I think the associations that I worked for, I feel like we always talked about how our organization was like the professional home for our members because they came to us, you know, for education about their jobs, or they came to us for networking so they can meet other people in the field. And it really does strike me that the job board then kind of really fits into, it's like a perfect puzzle piece that like fits into what you're offering, where then members can actually not just look for resources about the jobs that they do, but also now look for the jobs that they do and kind of see what's out there. Even if they're not necessarily looking for a job at that specific moment that they look at the job board, they can see what the natural progression in their field is.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I think for the association professionals, the folks running that association that maybe don't come from that field necessarily, it also gives them the ability to see kind of what else is happening within the industry so that they can kind of continue to evolve and tailor their resources, programs, maybe even certifications to that market, to the evolution of that market.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember at my former association, we offered a certification program, and that program was something that we evaluated on, I think, an annual basis to make sure that the exam requirements aligned with job responsibilities in the field so that we weren't essentially kind of testing people on stuff they didn't do anymore or not testing them on new things that they were responsible for. And being able to see like what jobs were out there and what was listed as those key responsibility areas was definitely one factor that gave us a little bit of more knowledge into the ways that the field was evolving and the way that the industry was evolving. To that as well, like if you have a job board and you can see what people are posting, you might see opportunities to help your members grow. So if you're seeing, oh, between this level of a job and then this next level in that same like career trajectory, there's a need for more skills in this particular area, you have that opportunity to provide educational resources to help members grow and that to fit that trajectory, to fit that career development. So I think that's really fascinating as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think too, you know, you can even talk about or think about the way that you can use it to attract like the next generation. I know a lot of the industries that I've worked in, were really concerned about either staffing shortages in that particular industry or just, you know, not like a natural flow of individuals getting interested in that trade or profession.
That happened in my field as well for my association. My last association was, I think I've mentioned this on the show a couple of times, they did research ethics, which was definitely a fascinating field to learn all about as I worked there. And a lot of our longtime members and thought leaders in that industry were kind of retiring. When I was still working there, we were seeing a lot of folks retire out of the field. And it's a field similar to associations where sometimes people kind of like stumble into it. So they don't necessarily have schooling, like their school coursework doesn't necessarily prepare them to do the research ethics review. And our association has those educational resources, but if they didn't know to look for us, they might not be able to just find us online. So instead, often our job board brought people in because they would be looking for a job in that industry. And they would come across our job board and then they'd realize, oh, wait a minute, this is the professional association for this job. And I should probably get membership because like they have all this cool stuff where I can learn how to do this job better in ways that I, you know, previously was not prepared to do because it's not necessarily a course. It's not necessarily on the coursework for what they go to school for. So I think that was always really interesting to see the folks that did come in through that avenue because our job board maybe had better search traffic. Like it came up more easily than our website because it was just so highly relevant to what people were looking for when they were searching for things in that career field.
And I think that is a really like under-recognized value of association job boards. I don't think many associations sit down and think about what kind of awareness that their job board, and it sounds kind of silly, but what kind of awareness that their job board can create of their association, right? Because you think of your job board as just like a feature or just like one little tiny part of your association, but really it can be kind of that gate that opens up to expose folks to what it is you all do, what you do for the association, what you do for the industry, what you can do for those individuals personally. And so it's a great kind of gateway and lead in an introduction to the value of the organization. And I think from there, many associations too can leverage that, right? I mean, you can leverage that kind of flow of organic, interested, certainly target individuals and start nurturing them down the path of membership or certification, whatever your association specifically offers that would kind of naturally fit in there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point, Sarah. I think too, like for fields where when I think about the next generation or even my generation as a millennial, I think there's a lot of conversation about how folks are, you know, always looking for these growth opportunities because they might not necessarily have growth opportunities in their current company. And so then sometimes I think that can lead to people like leaving the industry because they're not seeing these opportunities in their current company and they maybe don't really know what the opportunities are that are out there. So then you have people who maybe are leaving the field. Like I'm thinking of friends of mine, especially that are teachers in the field that are kind of like, I don't know, man, I don't know if I can keep doing this. I might move into like the corporate space or what have you. And actually I've seen that a lot with my friends who still work for nonprofits where they run into that as well. They're sort of like, well, my nonprofit's really small and I don't see an opportunity for me to like take that next step in my career. And maybe instead of looking for another job in the nonprofit space, they literally just leave. And I think job boards in that way help an association kind of like keep the health of the industry they serve, like just keep it healthy and keep people in the industry because they don't have to leave. They can kind of see, oh, I'm a member of this organization and I see they have a job board. And if it's connected to their community, maybe they're even seeing those jobs pop up in their community, which I know, Sarah, you and I are going to talk about. So then they're much more tapped into the opportunities they have to stay in that field. And then you as an association are able to kind of foster people to stay in that field instead of leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, we can dive into that tactical side of things as well. I think to what you said earlier about members that you might see kind of creating profiles in your job board, you have that opportunity to see if they're members or non-members when they create that profile, and then kind of do some follow-up email engagement if they're not members.
In that part, you know, it speaks to some more of like the topics that you've talked about and written about. It speaks to like having that job board tightly intertwined with your overall tech stack and your overall kind of universe of technology that you use, right? Because that's really what lets you see that easily. And that's what lets you then communicate with them easily, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So like a job board, like what HireLogic offers in HireLogic Thrive Jobs, just makes it super easy to kind of have your job board really intertwined with your community. I will say too, at my former association, Thrive Jobs did not exist yet, so we didn't have it. But we did still see those like opportunities for engagement, including we used to send out emails about the jobs that had recently been posted. So on a monthly basis, we would send out a email to our members that actually, I think we sent it out to our whole audience, both members and non-members. And we would tell people like, okay, here's like five jobs that have been posted in the last month. Those emails had like a 40% plus open rate. People loved those emails. And then if I were using our HireLogic products at the time to kind of like explore who was opening those messages, who wasn't, and if they were opening the messages, are they a member or non-member? Then that's an opportunity for me to see that, you know, these non-members who are opening the messages are super engaged with that job content. And I could potentially point them to a resource we had, whether that be the conference or an upcoming webinar, because I've seen that they showed that interest in particular jobs because they were clicking into that job email. And so many people were opening and clicking that job email that it gave me a lot of like data to work with and see how do I want to follow up with these folks. I mean, it's also just nice to see an email have a 40% plus open rate. So that was a win in my book as well.
Yeah, I mean, and pointing them, you know, you can also think about like more big picture, what certifications are going to help them get to that next level? What, you know, what networking opportunities are they going to be able to leverage by joining the organization, by joining your association to help them secure that next job?
So is there anything that you feel particularly excited about HireLogic Thrive Jobs and kind of how it makes that kind of follow up with members and non-members easier?
Right off the bat, HireLogic Thrive Jobs will stream into the feed of your HireLogic Thrive community. So it's going to not only be front and center when your member logs in, but it'll also be tailored and personalized based on what they have filled out in their profile. And a huge bonus, at least from my perspective, is that your community profile or your member's community profile is also their job seeker profile. So I don't know about you, Kelly, but I have definitely been a member of an association where I've had to maintain my community profile, but then also separately log into the job board and maintain that profile. And it's just a bit cumbersome. And it's also like sometimes hard to remember to do. So with HireLogic Thrive Jobs, your community profile is also your job seeker profile, which is really nice. You'll always have that up to date and maintained with all of your certifications, your job changes, whatever it is. And then from the association perspective, you know, it's fitting right in with your tech stack. It's integrated with your community. So that's great. If you have HireLogic Thrive platform, which also adds in the power of our marketing tools, then you're really kind of like supercharged and capable of following up with those individuals. If they're individuals who have completed their profile so that they can submit an application to one of your jobs, you can easily follow up with them using those marketing tools that are built into HireLogic Thrive platform. And then again, on the association side too, you're creating a stream of non-dues revenue. So really getting kind of pointers on what these members and non-members may additionally need from your association, having the tools to follow up with them directly, and then also, like I've said, for the association, creating that stream of non-dues revenue. It's a lot. It's huge. It's a huge value add, and I don't think we mentioned this before, so I just want to make sure that I plug that HireLogic Thrive Jobs is now included with your HireLogic Thrive community or HireLogic Thrive platform, which is a huge value add and a huge market differentiator for HireLogic and for associations.
I love that that's included now, because I feel like we talk about this, and I feel like I hear it when I attend association-focused webinars. Association management professionals are often like, you wear a lot of hats, right? You do like so many different things. And I mean, one of the things I used to have to do at my association was just like managing those vendors. So like we had separate vendors for certain things, and it certainly would have been a lot more straightforward if our job board, and again, HireLogic Thrive's jobs didn't exist. If I still worked in the association, I probably would swap over from what we had. So I had to manage that vendor separately, and it would be like a huge value add for me if I could just have that built right into my community and it was just part of that tool that I already had. That's amazing. And to your point too, you can just then exponentially build on what you're doing with your tech stack. So, and for those who might not be familiar with the word tech stack, because I actually have seen some questions come up about that on some of our other resources, tech stack just means technology stack. So that's your whole ecosystem of the tools that you use to create your member experience. So that could include your AMS, your community, your email platform. We actually have a great resource. I'll link it from the show notes on the Ideal Association Tech Stack that kind of explores all the different things that you could layer together to create just a really awesome member experience and make sure that you have all those different facets covered. But going back to my point about kind of layering on to what you can do with jobs, like if you have jobs and community and email all connected, like you can have with HireLogic Thrive platform, you have that opportunity to, like we've talked about, follow up with people who are creating job accounts, but you can like automate that too, because you can basically set it up to say, okay, if there's a new person, you can set up like a group of people that says, these are non-members who have profiles in our job board, and automate follow-up to them so that you don't even have to be like manually sending out emails to people. So I just think that's where it can really help you save a bunch of time, because you can kind of plan in advance to say, this is what I know about the people that I have data for, and this is how I want to customize an experience for them or personalize an experience for them based on what I know about them.
Definitely. It's powerful. And then, you know, if your AMS is integrated too, when you're moving that person along those decision steps, you can also have it check to see, have they joined yet? If in between email number one and email number two, have they joined? And just make sure that you're, one, making it really easy on yourself, but two, again, to your point, making it really, really tailored.
I want to come back to that point you made about the non-dues revenue, because I think as associations, or at least my experience with associations and nonprofits, sometimes I feel like we're a little bit like, we don't want to talk about the money side of things because it's such a mission-driven field. So it can kind of feel like a little icky to talk about like the money you can make. But I think associations kind of need to make money to be able to continue to function and to offer awesome member benefits. Because if you have revenue sources beyond just your member revenue, your member dues revenue, you have more opportunities to build things out for your members without increasing their dues costs. So job boards are like 1,000% an awesome source of non-dues revenue. And I can say that from experience. I remember our job board would bring in like $34,000-ish a year. So $34,000 a year. That was with a revenue split with our job board company. So we like split what came in with that job board company. And I really didn't have to do anything to generate that revenue. It kind of just made itself.
That's amazing. That's huge. And I know, I mean, I think to your point, it sometimes associations don't want to talk about money, but that $34,000 can more than pay for your investment in like a HireLogic Thrive community or a HireLogic Thrive marketing, you know, Thrive marketing platform. So that's really impactful.
And it absolutely did. I remember between jobs and like the email and community ads that we used to offer, we did offset the full, like the entire cost of HireLogic, which was awesome for me too, as the person that kind of had to defend our investment in the tools that we were using. It was always a lot easier to defend our investment in HireLogic because I could say, it already pays for itself. Like you can't take it away because we won't have this money. It pays for itself and more. So that was always a huge win for me, again, as a person who had to like pitch that to our leadership and the board to be able to say, it makes all this revenue for us. And you as an association for a job board, I mean, I know companies have a lot of options for where they can post jobs these days, like on all of the job boards that exist out there. But your association is just so well positioned to help organizations in your industry find top talent because you're already in touch with the top talent. Like you already, your members are some of the best people that an organization could hire because they're invested in their career and they're always looking for educational opportunities to grow. So not only does your job board help your members find careers, but it's a very attractive source of talent for other organizations, which makes it a lot easier than once the organizations in your industry know about your job board, it makes it pretty easy for you to pitch the value of why they'd want to post there. And I know the only thing honestly limiting us to 34K was that based on job post pricing in our industry, our job posts were about $200. And I think there are some industries where you would see that be a lot more and thus could make a lot more revenue.
Yeah. And two, you probably also, one, you probably also already have those relationships with those companies that would be looking to post jobs on your job board. So it's not even like a stretch really for getting them in the door. And then two, I think just generally, it helps show your commitment to bettering the industry, because ultimately I think that's really oftentimes what many associations are aiming for, right? To in some way positively benefit the industry that they're serving. And this just kind of doubles down on that.
I know for us at my former association, like a lot of the folks that would sponsor our conferences were exactly those organizations that were looking to post jobs, or some of our thought leaders who were the speakers at our conferences, or people who were on the board of directors. They were often looking to fill roles, and they then could kind of use, we actually offered a member discount because our job board was open to both members and non-members, but our member companies, like our members, could post jobs at a discount, which we often had board members literally reaching out to me to be like, help me post a job because I want to post a job on the job board and I want to get my member discount. So that was awesome. I feel like they just kind of automatically found us because they were already working with us in a lot of ways. And that was awesome. You can also kind of get creative. And I'm not saying, I mean, I think on this show I've mentioned before, it's not like you have to do everything like right from day one. So let's say you start out with a job board and that feels overwhelming because you're kind of wondering, well, how do I get this off the ground? So you don't have to do everything all at once, but once you kind of get more comfortable with it, there's all these like kind of creative opportunities you can do with it. We used to have an on-site job board at our conferences where I would just pull a report. We offered like a promotion that said, hey, if you post a job in the month leading up to our conference, we will put it on the job board at the conference. So it will be like printed out on a physical job board for our attendees to browse. And that was a super popular promotion that we used to run, both for the companies that would post jobs, but also for our attendees. Like there was always a crowd around that job board because people are curious. Like even if they're not actively looking for a job right now, they might just want to see what's out there, or they might just want to see like what the titles are in the field that they could, you know, advocate for themselves in their role. So that on-site job board was like super easy to run with our digital job board because we could just download the jobs and then print them out and post them on the job board. And it was, honestly, I did it in a very low tech way. I'm sure there's better ways that other people could do, but I just literally like pinned them to a bulletin board and people were very jazzed.
Yeah. I mean, well, and even Kelly, going back to what you said earlier about kind of that feeling of overwhelm, I think it's important too, to note that Higher Logic Thrive Jobs was created between a partnership of Higher Logic and Web Scribble. So Web Scribble has been around for many, many years, and this is solely what they've done. And so it's really all about leveraging their expertise of job boards and career centers with the power of your Higher Logic Thrive community or Higher Logic Thrive platform. And so because we've partnered with them, it's really an easy process to get it set up and running. So for example, if you're a Higher Logic Thrive community or Higher Logic Thrive platform customer, all you have to do is tell us you want to turn this on, and it's basically as simple as that. If you're an existing Web Scribble customer and you're an existing Higher Logic Thrive community or platform customer, it's super simple to just flip the switch and move you over, and your members will start immediately seeing those jobs stream into their feed. We can add a kind of nice call out on the side to draw more attention to the fact that this is now where you can access your job board. And just overall, it makes the whole experience a lot more sticky, and it keeps members much more engaged. It's really not a huge lift. And it sounds like maybe you're, and I don't want to put your former solution on blast, but it sounds like maybe your previous solution wasn't quite as streamlined, and it wasn't quite as integrated as HireLogic Thrive Jobs is with HireLogic Thrive Community or Platform. And so just know that it's a really, really simple and easy process. And we're also leveraging the expertise of not only HireLogic, who's been around for nearly 20 years, but also the expertise of the Web Scribble team to come in and support that implementation process too.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Again, it was a separate vendor. So that's always a little challenging because you're managing it separately. And, you know, to your point earlier, I think that the awesome part of HireLogic Thrive Jobs, both from the association professional side, it makes it easier for you as an association management person to like keep everything working smoothly and not have to manage a lot of different vendors, and you have your data across your whole tech stack working together. But also, like, it makes that so much easier for the member. And again, I know you said this earlier, but I just want to stress that your members then are only having to log into like one system because it's connected. So in multiple ways, to your point about the tool that I was using, because it was separate, it just couldn't give us as much as what HireLogic Thrive could give us if we were to have that now. So I get really excited about solutions like this from HireLogic because I worked in the association field. So it just always strikes me that we as an organization we look for these opportunities to say, what do associations need? Like, how can they better serve their members, and how can we better serve them? So we're, you know, when we see a trend like, oh, job boards can really help associations, then we go after that and we say, well, then we want to be able to give associations a job board that works really well with the rest of their HireLogic tech stack. So I feel like I'm like fangirling over at the company I work with, which makes me a little bit of a dork. But I mean, that's why I came to work here, because seeing that kind of stuff just makes me really excited, because I just know how much of an impact it would have made for me working in the association space.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what you're talking about is really how HireLogic is truly an association partner. You know, we're not just a solutions provider. We're not just another vendor. We really want to partner with our customers to help them succeed and to help them achieve their missions. I think going back to how jobs makes community stickier, I do want to call out that very soon we're going to be releasing some stats and some numbers from customers who are kind of early adopters of HireLogic Thrive Jobs, where we've seen an insane increase in not only their engagement within their community, but also their interactions with that job board. So really, it's going to kind of give you some context to see more of how HireLogic Thrive Jobs in particular can increase kind of the full range of metrics that you may be measuring, or at least you're at least thinking about right in the back of your head. So I'm really excited to have that information coming out in the next few weeks.
Oh, that's awesome. I can only imagine, like, again, like I said, our job board emails had such a high open rate and click rate. I can only imagine that if you had, you know, job postings showing up in your community, that that would drive logins to the community, because people would be seeing, you know, in their digest for the community, they'd see that there's a job posting, or maybe they would just start noticing that job postings were showing up in the community. So they'd be like, ooh, I need to log in and see if there's any new job postings. So I'm really excited to see those stats. I'm sure that they're really fascinating to look at. And I mean, and like we were just saying, we love to see that. We love to see associations succeeding. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was awesome to talk about job boards, because again, I think like you said at the beginning, associations have, you know, a lot of ways that they support their members. And if they don't have a job board yet, this is just a natural progression of what they can offer for their members and to improve that member experience. So I appreciate you coming on to kind of you know, nerd out, get excited about this. Is there anything else that you wanted to share before we're kind of wrapping up?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that folks know if they're already on Higher Logic Thrive community or platform, all they need to do is reach out and let us know that they want to turn on their job board, their Higher Logic Thrive jobs board. And for those customers who have not upgraded to Higher Logic Thrive quite yet, I would encourage you to get in touch with your customer account executive, have that conversation, take a look at the new look and feel, not only of the community, but also of how Higher Logic Thrive jobs can fit in and kind of fill that need and help you drive that deeper member engagement.
Yeah. So thank you again, everyone, for tuning in today. I will include links to that association ideal tech stack that I mentioned and to learn more about Higher Logic Thrive jobs on the higherlogic.com/podcasts page. And also just want to shout out, I'm excited to see folks at Super Forum. Sarah and I will both be at Super Forum on April 10th to 12th in National Harbor, Maryland. We have a session together on benchmarks for success. So we're excited to present that. But we know there's also a ton of awesome sessions that y'all can tune into. So excited to see everyone there who will be there.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so pumped.
All right. See you next time.